All right, so for our devotional this evening, we're in Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So this verse instructs us as we come to God for prayer, to come to him with our theology and with our hope, or with our resting. First, with our theology. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. Now, of course, this doesn't just mean that whoever comes to God has to believe that there is a God of our own making, of our own devising. It's not just some kind of bare theism, we might say. But he who comes to God must believe about him what the Bible says. We must come to God as he has described himself. Which means that the study of what we call theology proper, the character of God, who he says that he is in Scripture, what he says that he is like in Scripture, that this is an aid to worship, and it always improves our worshiping and improves our praying to study theology rather than just theology being doctrinally important for knowing the truth, and certainly opposite to the idea that the study of theology is something that is divisive. Of course, our sin can lay hold of anything and use it to look down censoriously upon others or be puffed up proudly about ourselves. But theology in itself is designed to be something that informs our worship, informs our praying. And we have often learned something about the character of God and then come to prayer and turned it over to him in prayer, had it form how we addressed him and how we rested upon him and trusted him. And that's the second half. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. One of the things that we believe about God, if we believe that he is, as he describes himself in Scripture, is that he is holy, and that he is just, and that he has wrath against sin. And so we need to not just have theology where we believe the truth about God and therefore come to him as he describes himself in the Bible, thinking about him as he describes himself in the Bible, but also thinking about ourselves as he describes us being sinners and his salvation, believing that he saves sinners, that he rewards those who diligently seek him, that he has grace towards us, and that this grace is not just some imaginary action of God in which he pretends our sin away, but that he's actually done something about our sin, that he has provided in Christ atonement for our sin, forgiveness, righteousness, standing with him, that we can come to God through him. And of course, if we had been studying all the way through the book of Hebrews, we would have known, and perhaps you remember, that this has been the great theme of the book of Hebrews. The all-surpassing glory of Jesus, and the fact that God has made a way for sinners to come to God through him, that we have an acceptance with God in Jesus Christ, and not just an acceptance, but a reward. That God has given Christ not just to atone for our sins so that we are no longer guilty before him, but to bring us all the way home until we enter his eternal rest. And so God is a rewarder of those who seek him as he has described himself in Christ. So both are important. The informational component, that we believe those truths that God teaches about himself, and the faith component, that we trust that when we come to him through Christ, when we come to him through the salvation that he has provided, that he has for us not the wrath that our sin deserved, but even blessing. And we come expecting that. We come hoping for that and resting upon Christ. So let us this evening come to God, believing what His Word says about Him, and trusting in Christ that God will reward us as we come to Him, that He will bless us for the Lord Jesus' sake.